and taking a breath in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy, pink and gold energy, the energy of love and the Supreme Being. And as you breathe out, let go of any stress, negativity, worry, or concern. Breathing in and out, signaling to your body, oh goody, here it comes. This is our special time, body and spirit, to reinvent you as a radiant, gorgeous being of light inside out. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. It's especially important in this meditation to let go of stress, because we're going to be working with the forehead and eyes, and of all the places where stress really shows up, I can tell you that forehead and eyes are a big, big player in actually outer visibly showing the signs of stress. So just let it all go down the big grounding cord. Bye-bye, stress. You might even want to sigh a few times. That even signals to your body, I'm letting go. And then we're going to ground our right and left ovary with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the first chakra, perineum, and down to the center of the earth. Set the right ovary on release and the left ovary on release. And release the healing projects from the ovaries. Let's just come back to you. Remember that we do our healing from our ovaries. So when you have a healing project or healing friends or loved ones, it's coming, the energy's coming out of the ovaries. So let's just let all those projects go for now and really set them on release and let them go. Popping up to the adrenals, the right and left adrenal that sit just above the waistline, 2 inches off the spine. Those sweet little glands that look like acorns with hats. Let's ground a line of energy from each of the adrenal glands, just like we did with the ovaries, straight down through the first chakra and then down to the center of the earth. It's really okay to use the same grounding cord that you used for the ovaries if you'd like to. You can double up, or you can send down a separate one. They both work. Set the adrenals on release. So just push a little release button in, click, click. And let's let go of all the stress, all the worry, nervous energy, concern. Let's let go of getting things right and be in our joy body. Boy, that feels so much better already, doesn't it? You're doing a great job. And we can plug the nervous system in too, to the adrenals. Since the adrenals are one of the major controllers of the nervous system, they definitely put us into that fight or flight stress mode. If there's something to be alarmed about, we hear a little beep or a buzz or a honk, our sympathetic nervous system comes right on up. And so we're just going to release and put ourselves back in the parasympathetic system, which is a system of relaxation and regeneration. And so just imagine plugging in a line of energy from the sciatic nerve, which is right behind the adrenals. Plug it in, and let's go ahead and set the adrenals on release. You can just see the nervous system just emptying out. That beautiful lacy network of nerves is just dumping all the stress energy, the gloppy, gooey oatmeal stuff that's coming out of it, or the gooey oil slicks that are coming out of it, whatever it is. Just let it all go. We're coming to peace and surrender. Can't you just feel that stress leaving your face, even your jaw, your eyes, your forehead? It's all just floating out of you. You can breathe a little deeper. And then popping up to the center of the head. And let's go ahead and just flush out the center of the head, opening a trap door out the back. Take that spiritual fire hose or shop vac and either vacuum out the center of your head, or spiritual fire hose is nice and fast. You just wash out the center of the head in grace and ease. Get rid of all the worries and concerns, boxes, cobwebs, spider webs. You can even put it on super blast and blast out the squatters, those recurring thoughts that say, I don't know if this is going to work. Let's blow that all out. Beautiful. And as it blows out the trapdoor out the back of the head, let's just see that trapdoor just having a direct dump chute down to the big grounding cord. Just like when they refurbish a house and they have a dump chute from three stories up down to the big dump bin. That's exactly what we're doing, putting a little dump chute out the back of the head. Be back to the center of the head soon, but let's pop out the top of the head and pull the aura, that beautiful bubble of energy around you, into 18 inches around your body. And let's go ahead and smooth out any dings, dents, or holes in the aura. And then let's go ahead and we'll just run a little golden vacuum cleaner, an automated vacuum cleaner, starting at the top of the head. And it's got kind of puppy dog happy energy. Let's zip it around on the inside of the aura. Let's just clean out the inside of the aura. And so spiraling all the way down around your shoulders and waist and hips and thighs and down around your knees and calves. It's amazing how fast it goes. Ankles and under the feet. And it's just vacuuming up all the dust bunnies and fuzzballs you've collected throughout your day. Very good. Yahoo! Let's go ahead and throw that vacuum cleaner down the big grounding cord. Very good. And, oh, by the way, you can close that trap door out the back of your head, and you can let that dump chute go down the grounding cord, too. And now let's open the feet chakras to earth energy. And let's pull earth energy up through the entire feet. So let's just imagine that the chakras have extended, or certainly the bottom of the feet have opened up. And we're going to actually include our toes and the whole bottom of the feet, this one healing. Actually, the toes, the tops, the tips of the toes and the balls of the toes represent that area that we're working on today, the eyes and the forehead. So just for fun, we're going to open those meridians up and clear them out with earth energy. I'm bringing earth energy up through the feet, the ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. Beautiful. And then finding a place in the universe that's in affinity with you. And let's bring a line of energy into the back of the head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. And bring that down into your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and out the fingertips. And bringing more of that energy down through the back channels and down through the hips and then up through the belly and through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Oh, and it feels so good. All right, now we're going to clear energy around the forehead and eyes. And we're going to use the method of blowing roses. So what we're going to do is we're going to put a rose in front of each eye spiritually, maybe a few inches in front of the eyes, just the size of a regular rose. And then we're going to put a little spiritual balm underneath it and blow it up. Rose, blow it up. Rose, blow it up. And the whole thing about this is we're not technically blowing up the beauty that we're creating. We're just clearing energy. So let's go ahead and do that now. We're going to do that like a dozen times. And here we go. It's just like doing flies or curls. You know, we're just going to do it, and then we're going to do another one and another one. Alrighty, here we go. Rose, little balm, blow it up. Drop a rose, little balm, kaboom. Rose, kaboom. Rose, kaboom. And you want to be doing it in front of both eyes. Rose, kaboom. 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 And rose, kaboom. All right, that should have cleared some energy patterns from in front of the eyes. Very, very good. All righty, now we're going to be looking at the tissue around the eyes, and there's tissue that has formed the eyeballs and tissue that has formed the skin around the eyes, and we're going to look for a particular cell, and we're going to just call it the stem cell, the cell that actually formed an area around the eyes. We might get lucky and get the master cell. We might just get a stem cell there. It doesn't really matter. Let's just assert that we're just fortunate enough to get the stem cells in the eyeballs and the stem cells in the tissue around the lids and all the tissue maybe in a 1 or 2 inch radius around the eyes. And there'll, of course, be more than one stem cell in there. And let's ask those stem cells to start regenerating the area. So we're going to turn those little stem cells on. And we're going to ask those little stem cells to get to work at cleaning up the cells around the eyes. And while the stem cells are automatically doing the work, we are going to ground the eyeballs just like we did the ovaries. So ground the eyeballs with a line of energy as wide as your wrist hollow in the center, down through the first chakra and down to the center of the planet. And we're going to set the eyeballs on release. And a lot of times, if we have degeneration in the eyeballs, like we've lost some level of clarity of vision, it has to do with the color of the eyeball itself not being a bright color any longer. It might be gray, black, white, or brown. So we're going to ground off any dark or inharmonious color. So set the eyeballs on release, and then we're going to be bringing into the whole ocular area, including the tissue around the eyes, and even back into right behind the eyes where the brain is. We're going to bring pink and gold, or pink and green in, pink, gold, and green. So as you see any grays or blacks or whites or browns grounding off, just see them being replaced by those beautiful colors, pink, green, and gold. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and imagine that these grounding cords are able to just access everything having to do with the eye, so the pathways all the way back to the back of the head, the visual cortex, which is kind of center back of head, is now getting grounded off. And if there's any dark energies in the pathways to the visual cortex, or in the visual cortex, let's see that grounded off now too. That's just grounding off through the grounding cord through the eyeballs. And let's go ahead and ask the stem cells in the visual cortex and in those pathways between the eyeballs in the front of the face and the visual cortex in the back of the head. Let's have those stem cells activate and begin to regenerate your clarity of focus and vision. And while we're here, let's also go ahead and clean out the sinuses that will affect vision. So if the sinuses tend to get itchy and sticky, let's go ahead and clear them out. Let's imagine them also being drained out down the grounding cord. Imagine the stem cells just refurbishing the sinuses. And then seeing that pink, gold, and green energy coming into the sinuses. This is so much fun, isn't it? You are so, so beautiful. And you know, the work that you're doing now is going to really help with all of your clarity of vision, not just in your eyesight, with how you see and experience your world. You're going to notice that you see things you never saw before in a new way. It's really, really wonderful to take it to this level and really do the deep clear out. As we're getting up into the sinuses, you know, there's sinuses that go on the inside by the nose and the nasal passages, and most people have sinuses also above the eyebrow. Not everybody. I don't have sinuses above my eyebrows. There's probably a couple of you that don't. Probably 99% of you do. So let's go ahead and do the same thing with the sinuses that are above the eyebrows too. Let's clear them out and let them drain out through the eyeball grounding cord. Let the stem cells work on those sinuses, all of the sinuses. And of course, bringing pink, gold, and green into the sinuses completely and entirely. And while we're doing that, the area of the brow, eye, kind of nasal area, let's go ahead and for those of you who have had it drop a little bit, say maybe that tissue looks a little webbed there, maybe it's dropped a little bit since you were 15 years old, let's go ahead and have the stem cells tighten that back up. So what you're now looking at when you look at yourself in the mirror is like a nice, well-set skin, tissue, eyeball. Some of you who have lids that may have at some point been firmer and tighter and now have a lid, an eyelid, upper lid, that seems to be quite droopy or hang over the eye. Let's go ahead and just give permission to the stem cells to tighten and tone and return you to that beautiful you that you were. And of course, while we're doing this, go ahead and relax the forehead. We're going to ground out the forehead also through the eyeball grounding cord. So any dark energy that might have gotten in the forehead or in the neocortex or the frontal lobe, that's really what's up there is the frontal lobe. A little bit of the right and left lobes are kind of bordering that area. Let's go ahead and clear that out too, but especially the tissue. Anything that might have some dark energy in it. And then bringing pink and gold, green energy into the tissue and the layers back into the forehead, maybe an inch or two in, into the brain. And then we're going to see the entire front of the head really being affected by the healing from the stem cells and tightening and toning, and also improving the oxygenation of the entire scalp, more access to blood flow and oxygen in the scalp, which will allow for a beautiful hairline, nice thick hair follicles in the hair region, in the brows, and in the lashes. And you can just show your body what kind of lashes you want, what kind of brow, eyebrows you want, and the hairline. If it's not the ideal hairline for you, if over time maybe the sides of your forehead have changed or the hair is thinned in the temples, perhaps from stress or lack of blood flow and oxygen from, you know, headaches and things like that, let's go ahead and reset you at full access to blood flow and oxygen in the tissue of the scalp. And doesn't that feel so wonderful? And you are so beautiful. And you know, you already are whole, perfect, and complete. We're just playing around here, having a great time, aren't we? And you know, when you know that, when you know that you are a beautiful, radiant being of light to begin with, this is just so much fun. It's like playing in the garden or playing in the sandbox. What can we do to make it even more fun? but know that you are a radiant being of light, so loved, so beautiful, so appreciated for who you are, already here and now, perfect in yourself, and that you can play in this garden when you're relaxed and you know that you're already a beautiful creation of the divine. It's so wonderful to watch you do this. All right, my dears, it's time to wrap it up for today. Wasn't that fun? So let's go ahead and bring a golden sun to the top of your head. And in this golden sun, there you sit as a beautiful yogini at the top of your head, cross-legged, looking radiantly beautiful. Maybe you're this goddess of love, this goddess of joy and happiness. And bring yourself back into the top of your head as a spirit. Bring yourself back into your feet and hands, legs and arms, torso, neck and head. Beautiful, beautiful being that you are. Rub your hands together. Create some psychic heat, some spiritual energy. Let's go ahead and once your hands are nice and warm, let's go ahead and put those hands over your eyeballs and forehead and just receive a little healing from yourself. As I'm doing the same thing. And just affirm to yourself that you love yourself. And that you accept your own healing. You accept the clarity of focus, vision, radiant beauty. You're an excellent receiver. And then you can drop your hands down, breathing in and out, feeling the celebration of life coming back in the room. Just wiggling your fingers and toes a little more. It's time to come out of meditation. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. Tadasthu, so be it.